entitled Yom Teruah. That means the day of the blowing of the trumpets. Yom Teruah, dress rehearsal. Okay? On June 6th in 1967, during the Six-Day War, Israeli forces pushed into Jerusalem and they recaptured the Temple Mount. And at the Kotel, at the Western Wall, the last remnant of the walls that once surrounded the ancient temple, hardened soldiers wept openly in joy. Others gently embraced the rough stones that were on the wall. And the chief rabbi of the army, Shlomo Goren, then performed a very significant act. And I remember seeing this, and he had a little shofar, just like this one. And he sounded the shofar. Just like that, Rabbi Shlomo Goren. And by blowing the shofar, he symbolically announced to the world Israel's return to the home of their forefathers. Now, this is one of the prophetic messages of Rosh Hashanah. The future return, the restoration, the regathering of the people of Israel back to the land that God has given them. And the prophet Isaiah spoke of that day in Isaiah 27:13 when he said, "In that day a great shofar will sound, and those who are perishing in Assyria and those who are exiled in Egypt will come and they will worship the Lord on the holy mountain in Jerusalem." Now during, yes ma'am. Okay, five and under, quickly, please. Five and under, quickly. Okay. Now, during the month of Elul, during the month of Elul, which we had just finished, preceding this Feast of Trumpets, the shofar is blown every morning in the synagogue to remind the people that the holy days are approaching in order that they may prepare themselves and be ready. Interesting, as you see, the shape of the shofar is curved and bent to remind all of us that we are to bend in respect and repentance before God. And the great Rabbi Maimonides wrote, "Awake from your slumber and rouse yourselves from your sluggishness. Scrutinize all your deeds and return in repentance. Remember your Creator. You who forgot eternal trifles of the hour, who go astray after vain illusions that can neither profit you nor deliver you, carefully now examine all your souls, mend your ways and your actions, forsake the evil ways and unworthy purposes, return to God so that He may have mercy on you." In the Torah portion that Joshua read today, from Numbers 29 verse 1, this special day was known as Yom Teruah, the day of blowing shofars. Also in Leviticus 23:24, this day is known as Zikron Teruah, the memorial of blowing shofars. So if we look at these two verses together, we see that the true biblical name for this feast is just the Feast of Trumpets. However, these scriptures don't tell us, and this is important, they don't tell us why we blow the shofar on this Yom Teruah, on this day in the scriptures. So people, why do we blow the shofar on this day? The scripture doesn't make it clear. Is there some prophetic importance that Adonai, that the Lord wants you and I to know why the shofar is blown on this day? In our opening song that we sang at the beginning of the service, we sang from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 1. "Blow the shofar in Zion. Sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the living in the land tremble, for the day of Adonai The day of the Lord is coming. It's upon us. And this is what I want to emphasize today. The day of the Lord, the coming of Messiah. At the beginning of autumn, which we're in now, I think summer just ended the other day. We are now officially in fall. The Jewish people were commanded, or are commanded, to blow the shofar, the ram's horn, all the time, all day long. And the sound of the shofar was to be an alarm. It told the people that they needed to get ready. It marked in the calendar that the summer harvest was over and that Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, was close. It was near, and it was time to stand before God. Now listen, the Feast of Trumpets, it's amazingly prophetic. Right now, we are in the midst of the great harvest, and the next major event is going to be the sound of that shofar, just before that great and terrible day of Adonai that it talks about in Joel. And within Yom Teruah, within this Feast of Trumpets, the blast of the shofar contains a personal message for each one of us here. It's God's wake-up call for the world. God wants us, you, me, to awake. We need to wake up. We don't have forever. We only walk through this life once. And as quickly as steam rises from hot water and then quickly disappears, so it is with our lives. They're short. But only God's word is eternal. As it says in Isaiah 41, that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Soon it will be past, and we'll stand before our Maker. You and I, all of us, we're going to stand before God. And if we're doing good things for God, or if we are going to do great things for God, now is the time that we need to do them. Not tomorrow, not next week. Now is the time that we need to be doing and serving God. If we need to repent for anything, now is the time. The Lord commands us in Isaiah 61, arise and shine and let your light shine throughout the world. And that's what God is asking each one of us to do. Shine in this world that's full of evil and darkness. The shofar is sounding. The summer harvest is nearing completion. And the day of the Lord, that day of Adonai, is near. It's coming soon. We are to become God's shofar. You and I, we are to become God's sounding, God's voice, His shofar, sounding His warning of judgment, and yet radiate His love that He's given us through His Son, Yeshua, the Messiah, who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, Avinu Malkeinu, which we sang about earlier, that those around us will be able to stand pure before a holy God. Now Yeshua, Jesus, our King, our Messiah, He also sounded the shofar. And He spoke of alarming things that were going to take place at some future event. He told us that we needed to be prepared and we needed to be ready for that future time that was coming. In Matthew 24 in the New Covenant of the Scriptures, He details, He talks about the events that would be leading up to the day of Adonai, the day of the Lord. And Yeshua sounded the shofar. He spoke of wars, and He spoke of rumors of wars. He spoke of revolutions. He spoke of famines. He spoke of earthquakes and persecution and lawlessness and false messiahs and false prophets. Great celestial events that we've been experiencing. The great solar eclipse that we just had through the United States just a few weeks back. He spoke of the sun darkening. And He also spoke of all these celestial events and alignments of the stars that would take place in the heavens. And we're seeing today a great celestial alignment of stars taking place in the heavens. And He spoke of also what's known as the abomination that causes desolation. or Hasatan, the evil one, would send the anti-Messiah, and he would go into the temple and desecrate it. All these things that Yeshua sounded the shofar about, all these things, was speaking of birth pains. And we're seeing all these birth pains taking place all around us. Mexico City, or Mexico, just had a terrible earthquake. Two of them. Many people hurt, killed, injured. We had Hurricane Harvey inundate, destroy much of Houston, Texas. We saw Hurricane Irma come through the Caribbean and decimate it. And then through Florida, we saw all the damage throughout the entire state. We see Hurricane Maria going through the Caribbean now, destroying more and more. We're reading about everyday famines that are taking place all over in Africa. We see what's taking place in North Korea, where we have a lunatic who's threatening World War III. All these are things Yeshua spoke about as birth pains that were going to take place. It's also known in the scripture as the time of Jacob's trouble. And these times, time of Jacob's trouble, these birth pains, would then lead to that great and terrible day of Adonai. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7 says, "How dreadful that day is going to be. There has never been one like it. A time of trouble for Jacob, but out of it he will be saved." It talks about all these trials, but the end result is good. Jacob would be saved. These trials and all these tribulations that we see taking place all around us today, I believe, is going to cause the Jewish people to bend the knee to God and repent. Just as the shofar, as I said, is bent and speaks of repentance, this time of Jacob's trouble, these birth pains, will lead not only the Jewish people, but a lot of the world to repentance as they see these signs intensifying more and more, speaking of that great and terrible day of Adonai that's coming. But it would also lead to what Rav Shaul the Apostle Paul said in Romans 11, that all Israel shall be saved. So he's saying God, I believe, is allowing all these terrible things that we see all around us, these birth pains, Jacob's trouble, to cause the world to awake. And Yeshua spoke of these things in Matthew 24. Again, he sounded it like a shofar, like an alarm, so that all the world would hear and know what was coming. However, Yeshua also sounded the shofar. He sounded the alarm to us when he spoke of his return in Matthew 24, verse 27. And he said, "For just as lightning comes from the east and flashes as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man." And then Yeshua went on to say in verse 30, "Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heavens." They said, we're beginning to see signs taking place in the heavens. Again, we're seeing all the hurricanes and all the earthquakes and the famine, all these things are all aligning up with the words Yeshua spoke about in Matthew 24. These times of Jacob's trouble leading us to that great and terrible day of the Lord. And he said in verse 30, "Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the land will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and with great glory. And he will send out his angels." And what does it say? "With a great shofar." The angels will sound this great shofar, this great blast, so that they may gather His chosen from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Yeshua sounded all these things as a shofar, blasted these things out. Now the people didn't understand all these things when he spoke about them in Matthew 24. Maybe it made no sense to them back then. But as we stand here today, we're seeing those words of Yeshua coming alive before our very eyes today. All these things that he spoke about, every one of them are taking place before our eyes. We're told by Yeshua that when you see these things, and we're seeing them now, know that it is near and it's at the door. It's that close. Again, as we look at the world around us today, many of those things Yeshua spoke about are taking place, but they're taking place rapidly, quickly. One right after another, bam, 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 hurricane after hurricane after hurricane after earthquake and famine and wars and rumors of war, an accelerated pace. Now, does this mean that Yeshua, his return is soon? I don't know. Are these celestial signs that we have in the heavens pointing to end time events? I'm not sure. Are the hurricanes and these earthquakes and all these other disasters propelling us into these last days? Only God knows. But one thing I do know. Yeshua said, but of that day, no one knows. Nobody knows. Not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, except the Father alone. He has appointed that day for the return. But let me tell you, it's coming. It's coming. Don't allow yourselves to be caught by surprise. Yom Teruah, the day of blowing shofars, was meant to alarm us. It was meant to warn us, to prepare us for some prophetic event that was going to take place. The sounding of the shofar was to wake us from slumber and announce that God is ready to judge the earth for its sin and rebellion against heaven and earth. Look at the country that we live in today. A country that was formed and founded on godly principles from the scriptures, from the Torah. And now we are a country where we have murdered 60 million babies. 60 million babies. We're a country where we've allowed every form of evil to come and infiltrate government, society, education system, everything. Let me tell you something. We are living in the days of Noah. We are living in the days of Noah. Once again. Because during the days of Noah, evil was all around. Every form of wickedness and ugliness was there. And God could not find anyone left on this earth except Noah, his wife, three sons, and the three wives, eight of them, that he found any merit, any good. And I'm afraid that as God looks around the world today, he's not finding very many good people and very many good things left in the world. So I believe we are living in the days of Noah, but the earth is not going to be judged by a flood. But we'll see the day of Adonai come upon us. Yeshua told us in Matthew 24, therefore, stay alert, for you don't know when that day is coming. The day of Adonai is coming. So you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you don't expect him. As I wrote this message, and I have this on here, as I write this today, Yom Teruah, the Feast of Shofar, is in a few days. So if I am here sharing today, which obviously I am, this is not the Yom Teruah announcing the return of Yeshua with the great shofar. But let me tell you what this is. This is a dress rehearsal. We are in a dress rehearsal for a prophetic time yet to come. Now, during a play or during a musical, all the participants, they dress up in their costumes and they practice as though it was the real thing. Has anyone ever been in a play or a musical? You get all dressed up, totally dressed up, all the clothes, you have the whole set. You practice as though this was the real thing. This way, they'll be prepared and ready when the actual opening day begins. As the body of the Messiah, we need to be dressed. We need to be prepared. And we need to be ready to go when he sends out his angels with that great shofar blast to gather us together to join him. We are in a dress rehearsal right now. And again, I don't know when that day is coming, but we need to be dressed, ready, practiced, prepared for that day when the shofar sounds. Yeshua told many parables to highlight the importance of believers being found faithfully when their master told them that he would be returning. Be ready for that. Now, since Yeshua has not returned, and it is the Feast of Trumpets was actually the other day, in his mercy and in God's grace, he is giving us another year, maybe, to get ready, to get right, to continue practicing, getting ready for what he has called us to do, and that is reap the harvest. And there's a harvest out there that we need to be reaping in, because maybe next Feast of Trumpets will be that great blast of the shofar announcing the return. But we're seeing again all the birth pains. It's coming. It's coming, people. It's coming soon. Now, can we mess around all year and think that we can just get our act together just before he comes? If you waited until days before he was ready to return, you'll be like the person on thorny soil, green stalks but no corn. You can't plant the seed 2 days or even a month before you need to, or there'll be no fruit to be eaten. It has to be in the ground long before. There has to be preparation and readiness. The point is that we are to live each day in light of tomorrow. Since Yeshua didn't appear this Feast of Trumpets, in his mercy, God is giving us another year to plant seeds of character and good news now so that we might reap a future harvest. It's time to evaluate your lives. Are we ready for Yeshua's return? How healthy is our faith in Yeshua on a daily basis? Are we asking the Lord to send us into the harvest fields that he spoke of in Matthew 9? Are you willing to go or let go? Are you willing to let go of all the distractions around you and fear so that you can see those who are with hope? Those who have pasts that are eating themselves alive in the present, helping them to come to faith in Yeshua. A future feast of shofars is coming. And it's coming soon, before you know it. And so is Yeshua the Messiah. Are you ready? Are you ready for that? Because you could hear that shout and trumpets from heaven very soon. So just in conclusion, we are in that dress rehearsal. We need to be all ready, prepared, practicing as though it's the real thing, because it really is the real thing. And he's coming really soon. We need to be ready for that. We have a lot of people here today, and I don't know for sure where you are with your walk in the Lord. Maybe there are some here who really have never, ask Yeshua, that's the name of Jesus in Hebrew, into your lives to change you so that you can become a child of God, born again, born anew. Maybe there's some of you here who have done that, but you're not ready in the least bit for the return of the Lord. You're not dressed, practiced, ready. You're totally unprepared, and you're going to be caught, shocked, and surprised. But today, God gives you an opportunity to mend your ways, to change your lives, to change your destiny. Your destiny, God created you to be with Him in heaven. And we can choose to be apart from God, or we can choose to be with Him. But your destiny is to be with God. And today you can change your destiny. So if everyone just close your eyes for a second, please. As I mentioned, there'll be a day when the Lord sends His angels with a great shofar blast to gather all those to Him. Some say that's a rapture, but someday that great shofar will sound because it's in God's Word. And you need to be ready for that. I'm going to have Bob blow that shofar one time more, but in the last note, I want him to hold it. And as he holds that note, I want you to contemplate who you are in the Lord, where you are in the Lord, and what you need to do to get right before Him. Are you ready, Bob? Keep your eyes closed, please. I just want you to listen to this. Takia Shevarim Terua. Deep breath. Takia Gadola. Hold it long. Close your eyes. Thank you, Lord. Keep your eyes closed for a minute, please. No clapping, please, for right now. With your eyes closed, someday we're going to hear that sound. And doesn't matter where you are. You can be in the deepest recesses of the earth in a cave 20,000 leagues under the sea. You can be in the deepest space. But that sound is going to resound throughout all of the universe. And it's going to cause all of creation to arise. I want to give you an opportunity now. If you have never asked Yeshua, that's Jesus, to enter into your life, to forgive you of your sins, to cleanse you of all unrighteousness, and to purify you and create in you a clean heart, I'm going to give you the opportunity now. With no one looking around, if you want to have Him enter your life and change you, just lift your hand a little bit so I can see you, that no one else will look. Is there anyone who would do that? Anyone? Anyone?